Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Start to settle into position. Feel your body lying on the floor, being held and supported by the ground. Feel where your body touches the ground. Feel yourself being held and supported by the ground. Bring your attention to the breath. Notice the natural rhythm of the breath. And now start to deepen the breath. And I'd like you to try to breathe in for six and out for six. If six is too many, breathe in for four or five. Just keep the breaths equal. And I'll count you in for a few rounds. And continue to do this throughout the practice if you can. So breathe in, two, three, four, five, six, out, two, three, four, five, six, in, two, three, four, five, six, out, one, two, three, four, five, six, in, two, three, four, five, six, out, two, three, four, five, six, in, two, three, four, five, six, out, two, three, four, five, six, in, two, three, four, five, six, out, two, three, four, five, six. Continue counting yourself. I'll just leave you to get familiar with that breathing pattern. And now we come to the Sankalpa. Sankalpa is a resolution or a resolve. And I invite you, if you would like, to make a Sankalpa by repeating a positive statement to yourself three times in the present tense. If you don't have a Sankalpa, or don't wish to make one, that's okay. Just notice if there is anywhere in the body that has the warmest welcome for guidance right now. And now we come to the rotation of consciousness. I'm going to take you on a journey around your body. As I name the body part, I just want you to notice what sensations there are in that part of the body. Don't try and create something if there isn't anything there. Just notice the sensations in the part of the body as I mention them. Starting with the mouth. Notice the sensations in the mouth. The floor of the mouth. The sides of the mouth. The roof of the mouth. The teeth. Lips and tongue. Notice the sensations in the mouth. And now move from the mouth along the ear canal and notice any sensations in the ear canal. And move into the outer architecture of the ears. Notice if there are any sensations in the outer architecture of the ears. And move to the nose and notice what sensations you find here. Maybe the sensation of the breath on the nose. Move to the eyes, the sockets, the eyeballs. Notice the sensations in the eyes. And move from the eyes into the brain. And just notice the sensations that you discover in the brain. The forehead. What's arising in the forehead? The scalp. See if you can notice any sensations in the scalp. The top of the head. The back of the head. And notice sensations in the back of the neck. Move to the throat and notice what's arising in the throat, any sensations you're aware of. Move to the shoulders, the arms, the palms of the hand. Maybe you feel a pulse in the wrist and palms of the hand. Notice if there are any sensations in the fingers. Now notice the sensations in the arms simultaneously. Go back to the throat. Notice the sensations there. Have they changed? Has anything new arisen there? And move your attention down into the chest. Maybe you can feel the sensation of the heart beating. And the abdominal area. Notice the sensations there in the side walls of the abdominal area, the back of the abdomen, the front of the abdomen. And move into the pelvis. Draw your attention down the legs to notice the sensations in the legs. And all the way down to the feet. And notice the sensations in the legs, both legs simultaneously. And notice the sensation in the whole of the body, the front of the body, the back of the body, the right side, the left side. Notice the sensations in the whole of the body. Every sensation shares the same characteristics. It arises and passes away. Arises and passes away. It is this arising and passing that we have to experience through practice, not just accept as truth because Buddha said so, not just accept because intellectually it seems logical enough to us. We must experience sensation's nature, understand its flux, and learn not to react to it. And now we come to the pairs of opposites. And I want you to imagine these emotions in the body. Starting with that feeling of being confident. Imagine a time when you felt the most confident, and feel that in every fibre of your being. And now imagine that feeling of being insecure, that uncertain, anxious feeling. Bring that feeling to mind. Feel it throughout your body. now bring to mind a time when you felt the most open-hearted, when you felt kindness and warmth towards someone or something. Feel that emotion throughout your body. And now bring to mind that feeling of judgment, a time when you felt judgmental, maybe critical, disapproving, or negative of somebody or a situation. Bring that to mind. And now think of a time when you felt joy, you felt happiness and pleasure in something or from someone. Bring that to mind. Make that feeling come alive. And now bring to mind that feeling of sadness, despondency, or sorrow. Imagine what that feels like. Feel that throughout your body. And now let that go. Feelings like disappointment, embarrassment, irritation, resentment, anger, jealousy and fear, instead of being bad news, are actually very clear moments that teach us where it is that we're holding back. They teach us to perk up and learn and lean in when we feel we'd rather collapse and back away. They're like messengers that show us with terrifying clarity exactly where we're stuck. This very moment is the perfect teacher, and lucky for us, it's with us wherever we are. And now coming back to the breath. And I'd like you to count backwards from 11. And continue breathing, counting backwards from 11 until you reach 0. And if you lose where you are, or reach 0, start again. And now we're going to do a practice that helps unwind the psyche and helps to teach you how to observe yourself. I'd like you to recall the last 24 hours in increments of 30 minutes, starting with what you were doing 30 minutes ago, before you arrived here, before the nidra started. Imagine you're looking at a photo or a painting or a postcard. See yourself in that photo or postcard. See the people around you, the background. Try to recall what you were feeling, what you were sensing, what you were thinking. Do that now. And now go back 30 minutes prior to that and do the same exercise. Just noticing all of those things, where you were, who you were with, what you were doing. And after that, keep going back in increments of 30 minutes until you arrive at the moment just before you woke up this morning. Now let that go. Don't worry if you didn't reach the moment before you just woke up. Now bring your attention to the space between the eyebrows. And imagine there's a screen in front of that space between the eyebrows, maybe 6 inches away. I'm going to ask you to observe what's playing on that screen. Just like you're at the cinema watching a film, I just want you to notice what's playing on that screen in front of the space between the eyebrows. You may see colours, patterns, images. You may not see anything. Don't try too hard. Just see what unfolds. Do that now. And now let that go. And instead, I want you to bring to mind the following images. A kingfisher hiding in the reeds. Two butterflies engaged in a magical dance. Wild flowers swaying in the breeze. An eagle swooping down on its prey. A panda eating bamboo. A cat curled up in its bed. Rabbits running through a meadow. A snow-capped mountain. A magical, powerful full moon. And a bright orange sunset. And now let those go. And come back to the Sankalpa you set at the start of the practice. In order to deepen the effect and the connection of the Sankalpa, I invite you to repeat the Sankalpa to yourself three times. If you didn't have one, just notice if anything has arisen during the practice. And now, as we come to the end of the practice, bring your awareness back to the body. Be aware of the body lying on the floor. And bring your attention to the breath. Bring your attention to the room you're in. Visualize yourself lying in the room and the things around you in the room. And notice the sounds close to you in the room. And the sounds outside of the room. And when you're ready, in your own time, start to bring small, gentle movements back to the body. A wiggling of fingers and toes. Just slow, gentle movements. There's no need to rush. Maybe stretch. Just awaken the body with any movements you would like to do. And then whenever you are ready, move into a fetal position and rest there for a few breaths. And in your own time, when you're ready, come up to sit in. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.